The town of Phoenixville was built up around its steel foundry and railroad station. Both closed in the early 1980s and sent the Chester County borough into a depression. The foundry's reopening as a wedding venue helped to kickstart Phoenixville's renewal. Now, as Jim Saxa of WHYY's Plan Philly reports, the town wants to complete its rebirth and bring back passenger trains.
A bit before dusk on this gray and muggy Tuesday night, a familiar sight comes rumbling through the east end of Phoenixville. It's another freight train, chugging along slowly, stretching as far as the eye can see. These Norfolk Southern trains run pretty regularly through town, heading to and from Philadelphia by way of Norristown. For much of Phoenixville's history, trains like this would stop here to load up on locally produced steel and ceramics or to drop off passengers. The trains don't stop here anymore. They haven't in almost 40 years. But a group of local business and civic leaders think they can convince Norfolk Southern and SEPTA to restore regional rail service to the town.
Absolutely.
That's Mayor Peter Urschler using one of his favorite words. He begins nearly every sentence with,
"Absolutely."
That the town's mayor has such a positive can-do spirit is probably a good thing, considering the circumstances around the train. You see, in the last 20 years, there have been at least three serious proposals to restore passenger rail service to Phoenixville. It's been studied to death. And every time, the planners and politicians decided it would cost too much. One plan was nearly $200 million, another more than $2 billion. It would take at least a decade, and to pay for it, you'd have to raise taxes or tolls on nearby roads. Basically, it's impossible.
What we have found, of course, is it is extremely possible.
Here's the new plan. For about a year or two, Phoenixville would try running SEPTA region rail trains on those freight tracks over on the east side of town. They'd put up a temporary station in Phoenixville, plus two more in Valley Forge and King of Prussia. And it'll be cheap. Urschler says just $15 million for construction and under $3 million a year to operate.
The infrastructure exists. It's not unusual to do demonstration projects like this, and the cost is not insurmountable.
The problem is, rail experts disagree.
Extending the Norristown line to Phoenixville, three stations, no, that's not a realistic cost.
Greg Kirkowitz is a senior transportation planner at the Delaware Valley Regional Planning Commission. He points at all the old plans and says there's a reason why they didn't happen.
Something that every study has sort of come up against and never quite found a way to resolve is coming to an agreement with Norfolk Southern on what it would cost to operate on their line and then whether you still get enough out of the transit project to make it worthwhile.
But the guy paying to study this new proposal has no patience for the naysayers.
If you ask somebody why this can't happen, 96% of the time they will give you an answer that is not relevant or had anything to do with any ounce of reality of why it could or could not happen.
Manny Demutis is on a first-name basis with the waitstaff here at the Iron Hill Brewery on Bridge Street. That's partly because Phoenixville's such a small town, and he's a lifelong resident. Demutis remembers when the train stopped and the factories closed.
Ninth going into 10th grade, all the jobs left. So imagine going to school in 10th grade and half your friends aren't there.
After college, Demutis was tending bar and coaching football, unsure what he'd end up doing with his life. He wound up on Phoenixville's planning commission and soon got interested in development. It was 1999.
And Phoenixville was destitute at the time.
But Manny's first project, this bar and some apartments around it, were a big hit. Bigger than he ever imagined.
I thought to myself, who the hell wants to buy an apartment in Phoenixville? And they all sold out like in two sales hours. So there was this pent-up demand of people were waiting for Phoenixville to be great. Very similar to the train.
Since this brewery first opened, a barrel more of flooded downtown, drawing thousands of new residents and their cars. All that traffic threatens to choke the town's growth, hence the train. The plan is to start small. The trains would run just a few times a day around the rush hours. If passengers fill the trains, it'll prove there's demand. And that would change the cost-benefit analysis around building a better but more expensive rail extension. Phoenixville's consultant says the project could get up and running in just 2 years. And by renting the freight tracks instead of building new ones, the price would be less than a tenth of what similar rail projects cost. Building transportation infrastructure that fast and that cheap would be revolutionary. To compare, SEPTA spent more than a decade and $8 million just studying a light rail extension to King of Prussia. Nothing's been built yet, and there's a chance nothing ever will. Phoenixville still has a lot to figure out. The town needs to find locations for the stations, and they need to get Norfolk Southern, SEPTA, and all the other stakeholders to sign off. Still, despite all the pessimism and potential pitfalls, Urshler thinks the Phoenixville spirit will find a way.
Absolutely.
Jim Saxa, WHYY News.